Yeah, it was sort of in that early part of the pandemic when it was becoming clear that things were going to be shut down maybe for a little while, and our touring was shut down, and we were trying to think of ways we could stay busy, stay creative, thinking about songs as ways to possibly create a new kind of connection that also meets that need or hope for us to be able to be creative. It turned us from like trying to create connection with 1,000 people at a festival to like pinpointing one and saying, "Tell me your story, and we'll try to sing a song back that reflects it back to you."
Just a traveler on a work trip, Atlanta, southern city in the springtime glow. It was lift off, you were spring break, gone for San Diego. On an airplane over the Midwest in a snowstorm, connecting in Chicago. I didn't want to come down.
Well, I think every songwriter has their own unique process in writing songs, but in this case, you were working with ideas and stories from other people. What were the challenges of taking someone else's ideas and turning them into a song for you and your band?
I mean, I think that the biggest challenges were trying to get out of my own way. My fears and insecurities would immediately reveal themselves as like, oh no, what have I signed up for? Who am I to try to put words to someone else's story, and they're gonna hate it, and just all of the negative self-talk that any of us could do. So I needed to get out of my own way in that way and just sort of trust your own intuition. It kind of reminded me of like improv acting. When I was in college, I did a lot of theater. Just that yes and kind of idea where you just follow that impulse, that first thought, and go for it and don't question it, don't judge it. And that was a really helpful thing to keep reminding myself in this process. Not that the first ideas were always the ones that ended up being the song, but to follow each little path of like little creative path, knowing that it may not be the final product, but there may be something that will be a stepping stone to that final product that comes out of it.
The first time I saw you, all I saw was your smile, like you were holding all the secrets. Some kind of signature style. Everybody get around you, watch you light up the room. Bring the pain that you're feeling, know exactly what to do.
Having other people give you their stories, there was a certain comfort to that. I think that they're handing you limitations, you know, they're handing you the parameters, sort of the raw materials of the song. And so it takes that pressure off in one sense. You know, when you just walk into a room with an instrument and you decide, I'm going to write a song, the whole world is your canvas. You know, what are you going to write it about? What's the perspective? What's the content? And so in this case, you were handed a story, and in some ways, those limitations helped focus it quicker. That doesn't mean it always turned out easy or whatever, but it at least gave you a starting place that was very helpful.
So you would write the song, and then since it's a band project, you would send that song to the other members of the Steel Wheels, all of you in different places, and they would add and create as well. What was that process like?
Probably the most bizarre aspect was creating brand new songs that you were not, you know, it's one thing to create kind of a demo, and but in this case it was like, I'm recording to a metronome, I'm recording to a click track, and then I hand that off, and by the time it gets through this game of telephone that we were playing, it comes back to me as a fully fleshed out song. And in some cases, I didn't give any direction to the other guys, and so they each take it into their own studio, and it's like, well, for Jay, for example, you know, he might decide, well, I'm just going to play mandolin on this one, or he might decide, I'm going to play two different electric guitars and a mandolin and sing three harmony parts, and it becomes this big epic sound. And so by the time I got it back, one of the treats of the process was I get to open up this email, and it's as if we, you know, we fast forwarded the whole process of our normal song creation process to going from like solo demo recording to fully fleshed out final product. Recently, we've actually, a few of us have gotten together and played a few songs live, you know, mostly outdoors and all of that. But it was very funny to realize that we had these recordings that we're going to release, and they're of songs that we have never actually played together in the same room. That certainly had never happened before.
Cottonwood River runs through Marion County. They built up the dam sometime in the 60s. If waters keep rising on the 4th of July, Durham will be only water and sky. Winter turns spring and the morning is still. The ranchers will burn off the sea. Is wide and the smoke rises high. Take to the fields, praise water and sky.
We have done a podcast with this whole project in mind, telling some of the stories because this process is so different. One example was there's a song called Florida Girl, Work For It, that really transformed in the course of creating the song, where I remember Kevin had sent the initial sort of tracks with just me and my instrument and voice and his drums out to the guys. And by the time it came back with the other guys' parts on it, it just was a completely different song. And so you realize stylistically that people can just hear things within the same song, and once they dig into their own creative impulses, it suddenly can become very different.
Yeah, we're gonna have to work for it. Yeah, we're gonna have to work for it. Yeah, we're gonna have to work for it. You and me.
All of the songs are so unique, and it is fun and touching to hear the stories that are behind each song, and that's where the podcast comes in. The podcast is called We Made You a Song. It's actually a collaboration between the Steel Wheels and WMRA. Our general manager, Matt Bingay, does production for the podcast. Maybe what have you learned about yourself in going through this process, especially the podcast?
Yeah, that's a great question. What have I learned about myself? I mean, first of all, I will say that without Matt being on the other end of that, I don't think the podcast would exist. His ability to edit my various scattered sometimes thoughts and the interviews that I've done has been remarkable. But I think there's a lot talked about the loss of connection and all the losses of 2020. And I think for me, maybe what I've learned about myself is how much I love stories and storytelling. And to me, the losses of 2020 were mostly of quantity, you know, the amount of people, the amount of places, and the amounts of experiences that were missed and lost and shut down are many. And so this experience of turning instead to, you know, when you don't get that chance to be on a festival stage and play for 1,000 people, instead turning to one person and saying, you know, tell me your story, and then I want to try to see if I can reflect that back in song, has been very meaningful to me. And many times in this whole process, I felt very, very just lucky.
Lucy, Lucy, today is your day. Lucy, oh Lucy, take my breath away.
I do see our music and what I try to do with songwriting. I feel so kind of bashful to say this because it feels a little bit self-indulgent or putting myself on a pedestal in some way, but I do see it as something that I want it to be useful to people. I don't want it to just be a pretty fleeting thing, but I want my true mission or hope for the music that we make is that it deeply becomes a part of people's experiences, and it can actually in some small way be helpful and useful in their little journey wherever they're at. And so in that sense, I think this whole project felt like it had a real mission to it in the sense of telling real stories and trying to hand those off to the listener.
Trent Wagler from the Steel Wheels. The new recording is called Everyone a Song, Volume 1. The podcast, We Made You a Song, is available through the WMRA app, or you can search for it wherever you get your podcasts. Trent, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you very much.
I'm just here to make my own life. Daredevil on the freeway. Yeah.